Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksubos daf chaf hey, Ksubos 25. And on today's daf yomi on chaf hey amabez, the Gemara is discussing whether or not we can assume that a person is going to be somebody who's miyuchas and he's a kohen on the basis of their actions. So the Gemara says, let's bring a proof from the following braisa, Tashma. Gemara says, Chazaka la kahuna, what's considered a proper chazaka, a proper presumption that this person is a kohen, nusius kapayim? One presumption is if we saw him giving the birkas kohenim, if we saw that this person gave the priestly blessing, v'chiluk karanos, or we saw that he was collecting the truma in the granaries. We saw him go down to the fields and people gave him the truma. V'edus, or if witnesses came and they testified that this person's father was a kohen and his mother was somebody who was kashera for the kahuna. So the Gemara says, wait one second. How can we say that edus is a chazaka? Edus chazaka, why would you say that witness is a presumption? If you just say you have witnesses that testify, that's not a presumption, that's witnesses. Elav hachikamar. So Gemara says, this is what we mean. Nisius kapayim ki edus. If you see the person giving the priestly blessing, that's the equivalent of testimony. Ma edus liyuchas. And just like testimony is with respect to, just like ma edus, just like if you give testimony, if you have witnesses, it's going to make him that he is miyuchos, and it's going to establish as a kohen. Af nesius kapayim miyuchos. And so too, if you see him giving the birkas kohanim, that's the priestly blessing, that's also enough to establish that he is miyuchos for a kohen. The Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily a proof. Whoa. Edus abba mikoach chazaka kechazaka. It means that if testimony comes from the case, from the strength of a chazaka, meaning you're giving testimony on the basis of a chazaka, that's going to be considered like a chazaka, like the presumptive status. And what's a situation like that? Like the following case, Yehuda Asa La Kameh de Rabbi Ami, like a person who came in front of Rabbi Ami, and he said, Amroi Muchzakim Bazeshu Kohen. He said before Rabbi Ami, he said, I assume that this person is a Kohen. Amarwe ma ra'isa. So Rabbi Ami says, what did you see to assume this? Amarwe shekar risha mabes akinesis. He got the first aliyah in the synagogue, and b'cheskas shu kohen or b'cheskas shu gadol. So Rabbi Ami said, but we know that you don't have to be a kohen in order to get the first aliyah. Come back to that in a moment. So Rabbi Ami was asking him, did he get the first aliyah as the chazaka that he was a kohen, or as a chazaka that he was just a great person? So he goes, So the person said to Rabbi Ami, Shekara Acharav Levi. So he says, no, the person who came after him was a Levi. And so therefore, since the person after him was a Levi, it's a proof that the first person was a Kohen. Rabbi Ami said, as a result of this, that this person is a Kohen. And as a result of that, we see that Rabbi Ami assumes that because this witness came on the basis of a presumption, that was enough to establish that this person was a kohen. So a couple of things here. So first of all, the Rabbi Ami was asking, just because he got the first aliyah doesn't mean he's a kohen, because we know from the Gemara Megillah Chaf Beis Amud Aleph that Rav was able to get the first aliyah even though he was not a kohen. Today we don't have that practice. Today we don't give it to the gadol ador if he's not a kohen. But in those days there was the practice that if the person who was great, he would be able to get the first aliyah even though he was not a kohen, or if the kohen was not on his level. So the other point, then the person responded, the witness responded, he said, well, on the basis of the fact that the second person got the Levi Aliyah, this proves that the first person was a Kohen. Because this is based upon the Gemara in Gittin, Nun Tez Sama Beis, where the Gemara there states that if there's no Kohen there, then we say Nispardo Achavila, that if there's no Kohen, the whole bundle is unraveled, meaning to say that so there are different approaches. So one approach is to mean that if there is no Kohen there, that we don't even give any Levi to read at all, and the first person called up is a regular Israelite, and so as a result from this we see that if the second person to be called up was a not a Levi, if the second person was a Levi, it means that the first person was a Kohen. It could also mean that Nisparlo Chavila can mean that if there's no Kohen, the Levi doesn't necessarily come before a Kohen, but he can. And so therefore, the Levi can also get the first Aliyah under those circumstances. So and both practices are acceptable. You can give the first Aliyah to a Levi under those circumstances, or you can give the first Aliyah to a Yisrael. Gemara gives, in the case where there's no Kohen present, the Gemara gives us another story about a Levi. Ahud also coming to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So the person came before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He says, "I'm Rabbi Muchzukani Bazesh Levi." Says, "I know that this person is a Levite." So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to him, "I'm Rabbi Maraisa. I'm Rabbi Shakar Shani Beis." He said, "I saw you got the second Aliyah in the synagogue." So the Gemara, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the same question as Rabbi Ami, "Bechazka Shu Levi or Bechazka Shu Yisrael?" Well, Bechazka Shu Gadol. Did you know he was a Levi, or maybe he was just great? So the Gemara says, "No, we're not going to give it to him." But under those circumstances, because here we know Shekaro Fan of Kohen, because it was a Kohen who read first, and therefore the second person must really have been a Levi, Velu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Piv, and as a result of this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that you are a Levi. What does that mean? So that means, Rashi says here that he was able to get the Maaser Rishon, which is a question, because we know that the Levites were punished because they didn't come back in the time of Ezra. But we'll leave that for another time.